Sometimes the perspective we have on things can make a world of difference in how we respond to the events that happen to us. I was thinking back as I was preparing for this message about some of the major things that have happened over the last year. I've been able to walk alongside and pray for you as a congregation. There have been celebrations. There have been winning and losing sporting events. There's been losing jobs. There have been getting new jobs or transferring to other jobs. There's been hospital stays. There's been surgeries, illnesses, sicknesses, the passing of loved ones. And we all have a perspective on each of these things, how we view them, how we take them, how emotionally we handle them. The way we respond to all of these events depends upon our perspective. The birth of Jesus Christ, we read in the book of Matthew. If you want to turn there, we'll be in Matthew first, and then we're going to go to Luke chapter 1 as well. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 tells us this. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. Being unwed and pregnant in those days was no small matter. According to the Old Testament law, if you were pregnant and unwed, you could be stoned to death. Now, that didn't happen to Mary, but this text tells us that Joseph intended to divorce her quietly. That he saw what had happened, and he didn't really want the shame and guilt upon himself, so he decided, I'm going to divorce her quietly. Not only was she possibly going to lose the man that she was going to marry, but there were all the stares and whispers that happened. Every time she came into a room or passed people, she could hear the comments in the background. It wasn't obvious at first, but after the first couple of months, it became more and more noticeable. Maybe that's why we read that she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth in Judah. But she faced shame and ridicule, judgment and condemnation. Mary could have had a pretty bleak response to all that had happened. She could have been pretty down because of all of the effects of what happened to her. She could have even felt like David. I was reading through Psalm 25 this week, and it said this. David replied, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble. Let me not be put to shame." That could have been Mary's perspective, but it was not. Turn with me to Luke chapter 1. Maybe there were times she felt like that, but what is recorded in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55 is everything but that. Luke chapter 1, verse 46 says this, "And Mary said, and my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty-handed. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." Mary's response, Mary's perspective of the situation, even though it was pretty hard, even though it was pretty difficult, her response was to magnify God. Her response was to rejoice. She realized the great blessing that God had given her. She even recognized that God was doing something great for her. Mary marveled at God's mercy. She trusted in his sovereignty. She relied on his strength and provision, and she cherished the promises that were soon to be fulfilled. In other words, to have the proper perspective, she had to have her focus on God rather than on herself. See, there are two perspectives we often can take in life. We can take a perspective where we look at ourselves and we look at the circumstances that we find ourselves in and we say, woe is me. Why, God? Why are you doing that? And there's certainly all of us have that perspective at times. Even David had that perspective at times. Why, God? Why do you send your enemies against me? Why am I going through this? Why is this challenging? Why is this hard? Why did my loved one have to die? But Mary has a different perspective. She wasn't trapped in her view about it being about herself. Instead, she kept her focus on God. As I read through these verses, I noticed how many times the word Lord, God, and then he and him and his were in these passages. Over 20 times she's referring to God here. I think her focus was on God, not on herself, and what he was going to do through her, how he was going to use her to do something mighty. She realized that God had blessed her beyond what she could have ever asked for or even imagined, even though it meant she was going to have some hardship for a short time. Even though it meant her dreams might not look exactly the way she thought they would. So, one question I have for you this morning. What perspective do I have when God leads me through the good and bad times? When I'm going through the hills and the valleys of life, because they come. All the time we face hills and valleys, and sometimes your valleys are really low and sometimes your hills are really high. But as you face those, what perspective are you taking? Are you taking a perspective where you're just thinking about yourself? Or are you thinking, God, what are you going to do through this? How is this going to bring glory to you? How is this going to magnify your name? How is this going to lift up you? When you're going through something that seems hard, have the right perspective by focusing on God rather than on yourself or your own circumstances. That was a quick 45 minutes. Would you pray with me as we get ready for the Christmas program to start? Father, we thank you for your love. God, I pray for the Christmas program as they're getting ready back there. God, we ask that you would just do work through them. God, that we would enjoy just the time we have here and all the work that's been put into the program. God, we thank you for that. We pray that you would just be magnified and glorified through the difficult times and through the great times. God, that we would always have our focus on you, that our perspective would not be on ourselves, but would be magnifying and glorifying you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name, amen.